It's a pleasure to be here. Like I said, for my first Radio Days Africa, I've been a privilege to be asked to present something of what we're trying to do. So without further ado, just a quick engagement one. Does anybody know where the Seychelles is?
Where we all want to go on holiday.
Yes, apparently that's the only thing that people knows. We are here. We have a small landmass, but a big sea area. And we are proudly part of the African group of nations. Are we Africa's smallest state? True or false?
True.
True. You shouldn't answer that, Kelly. Yeah, it is. And anybody has any idea how many of us are there? I just told you. Any guess? Not Robin here.
1 million?
2 million. We're having a bidding now.
Is it 1 million?
Down.
500,000.
Down.
200,000.
Close.
100,000.
Going once. You take it up. We 95,000, less than 100,000 people, and you're asking, what am I doing here? Why am I talking about national broadcasting? We should all just be a community radio and just that's it. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. We have a lot of visitors per year, as you know. And we have 115 islands. This is a group of the inner islands. They're all granitic. And then the outer islands are coral islands. So the main islands are Mahé, Bonaire Pointer, Praline, and Ladig. And that's where 98% of the people are living. And really, that's it, the Seychelles. And about the Seychelles Broadcasting Corporation, we are a public broadcaster now. We're no longer a state broadcaster. I was talking about that earlier in the previous panel session. And we are in that journey of being truly independent and being able to do what we like to do, which includes what I'm talking about today. So what are our outputs? We have two TV channels, SBC 1 and SBC 2. Up until a year ago, we had only one analog channel, and that was SBC. Because we are now moved on DTT, we have these two channels to give us a bit more. We wanted a bit more channels, but that's a long story of us not being able to compete with commercial broadcasters in the Seychelles, that we had to pull back some subscription channel. But that's another story. We have two radio stations, Radio CSL and Paradise FM, which we come to that shortly. They are shaped in our national nut, the coco de mer, the love nut of the Seychelles. It's unique, it grows in the Seychelles only, and it's our national emblem. So the broadcasting landscape in the Seychelles was opened about 2013 when the airwaves were opened and commercial broadcasters were allowed in, a long time after you call yourself a democracy, yeah? To allow this to happen. But we have two commercial radio stations now, and we have one private, fully local TV channel, but they are on the IPTV platforms, and they are giving us a run for our money in terms of audience. And we have free cable TV providers and television, cable TV and DSTV. They're everywhere. Of course, then there are the other overseas OTT services, and the Seychelles is one of the highest connected as far as per capita mobile, fiber. Of the three islands I've mentioned, Ladig is fully wired up fiber-wise, Praline is 95%, and Seychelles is, I'm sorry, Mahé is getting there, and mobile-wise, everywhere. And that's the basis of why we are able to do what we do. So we all of these are above are competing for the ease and eyes of less than 100,000 people and our visitors. So it's a bit crowded, but there's a lot of competition, which we find. We're competing for advertisers. Certainly, when the commercial radio stations came in, our advertising revenue fell. They were the new kids on the block, and everybody wanted to listen. So we've been in a slump as far as radio is concerned. But we've picked that up, and we are doing our second audience survey this month for radio, and we should have good results in comparison. So it's a small place with a lot of competition, which is good. So we like competition, and we are embracing it. So just quick one of our digital journey, our radio channels have been streaming online for nearly a decade. We have improved the way it looks on our new website. So you see that, so it's been like that. We've been streaming and just streaming. Previously, news and sports, and that was only TV, were being archived online. I don't want to stop this and click and show you how it was, but it's still there, the old-fashioned route of MP4. You just go and select. And I was overseas for a couple of years, and that's the way I was able to go and listen to the news that was that had gone by. So, for 4 years, I went. This was my place to go and learn what was happening in the country. But radio was not there. We have a YouTube channel, SBC YouTube channel. I won't click just to show, but again, radio is not there. So we launched our DTT service last year, like I said. Radio is there. Sort of like, planning it out. And like I said, we have 10 TV channels, 4 radio channels on our free-to-air bouquet. We're not able to do subscription services. The Fair Trading Commission stopped us. So the 10 TV channels, like I said, there are 2 hours we own, and the others are free public broadcasters, like most people will get CGTNs, the Deutsche Wellas, and Al Jazeera's. And the other 2 channels are BBC and Radio France International. We have 3 national languages in the Seychelles, so we profess to speak all 3, and therefore we have to have a bit of variety on that one. So we will launch our OTT service by the start of next year. We start about to trial this pilot-wise in the next couple of months. Radio will be there. So that what I'm trying to say, and the point that is needs to be made, even us as a broadcaster, that somehow radio didn't get its rightful place in the ecosystem. It is key that it does for many reasons, and that's why making sure that it's part of our strategic plan. So we are now podcasting most of our popular radio programs on our, if I can open our, okay, of course I can't because I don't have internet, that's a shame. So basically, this is all what I wanted to talk to you about. We launched our radio apps in October last year, and we did it in that fashion for Paradise FM. I hope he doesn't tell me he cannot play.
This is Paradise FM.
Download our app now from the App Store for free.
92.
From the world's most beautiful islands.
93.6 is Seychelles' best mix of music.
SBC's Paradise FM.
Just a bit of catch up. The 2 channels, traditionally the Paradise FM is more a bit more for the younger demographics. And Radio Seychelles is the original AM service. It started way back. Paradise FM. I acknowledge my good colleague here, Derek, who's been with both stations all these years. He now has the longest job title in SBC, principal for multimedia, quality control, and programming. Derek has been part of bringing this to SBC, had played a major part. And as you will see, for Radio Seychelles, it suited the way we launched it in the more see that way that it should be. There was no voice. So that was October last year. So we're barely a year into this. That song, Derek chose it very well. The little sound at the back, the little bird, is actually our national bird, black parrot, which is doing its call. So it's all well made. So, but the app, as it is, you know, it's just any app. And this is what I want to talk to you about in terms of embracing of the technology. It is bringing the audience for Radio City and Paradise FM into the digital and social revolution. The app allows the audiences to stream the stations live, yes, like most app does. It allows them to catch up on popular content via podcasts seconds after the live transmission. And it allows this audience to engage with the station with opinions, news, and participation in real time. Audiences are able to participate in the conversation of the day by sending through their voice notes, photographs, or text messages instantly to the station, where producers can curate and mix this feedback into the air on-air broadcast in seconds. So we'll try and demonstrate that now, if we could, if that works. Okay. Thank you, Bevan. So this is the app opening on the... And this is one of our podcasts, which I would like to play to you.
Paradise FM,
the best mix of music.
Good day to you. If you've just joined us, this is Paradise FM, the breakfast show with myself, Natalie. And I have listeners listening to us everywhere around the world. And this is thanks to our radio app. And I have my colleague in South Africa listening to us here. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Natalie. This is Derek in Johannesburg in South Africa. I'm here this week attending the Radio Days Africa Conference. Now, this conference is actually celebrating its 10th year anniversary this year. It brings together delegates from all over the continent. And there's more than 400 delegates attending with over 60 speakers. The SBC is being represented by our own CEO, Mr. Bérard Dubray, and myself. Now, discussions during this week's conference will be around radio, of course, with conversations focusing on innovation, on content, on technology, on convergence in radio. And talking of convergence, our CEO, Mr. Dupré, is actually, as I speak, making a presentation on the recent digital convergence of our two radios. You know, the launch of our radio apps, the implementation of our automated programming and playout system with our RCS, our DTT platform, our new interactive website, you know, all those things, etc. Basically, it's all about how we are embracing the digital era in order to remain relevant in our little community in the Seychelles. It should be a really good presentation. We've been working hard on it. Weather-wise, it's sunny with clear blue sky in Johannesburg, but the temperatures are hitting below 5 degrees. Apparently, South Africa is facing cold fronts coming from the south. It's rather chilly at night. There you go. It's just meant to be a good and fruitful week for us with visits to radio stations as well. We actually visited Kaya FM, and we've seen how they've embraced new technology and innovations. You know, it's a really good station, one of the top stations in South Africa. There you have it. Enjoy your show, Natalie. Have a pleasant day, and we'll catch up soon in the Seychelles. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was Derek. Derek just sent a voice clip here on our radio app, so you can just download our app wherever you are around the world, and you'll stay connected to Paradise FM. What a best way to be close to home, be close to the Seychelles, the paradise. Keep on tuning in to Paradise FM. I'll be with you up till 9 this morning. And Derek, take care. We miss you back home.
This is Paradise FM.
Download our app now from the App Store for free.
Okay, thank you. This was packaged, of course, by Derek, and he managed to give a weather report as well, which is good. So while this is on here, I just wanted to show some of the potential. We can actually listen to Paradise FM live.
All right, so anyways, thank you so much. Hope you have a rich level, Aquaman.
Okay,
Aquaman.
That's the Creole.
Pli bon film ki son in des affaires. Pou zot, pou mwen personelman, Aquaman, nope, DC.
Okay, he's talking about Aquaman. But we've managed to, just to put in the human context, a lot of our producers, well, not a lot, a few of our upcoming producers are actually performing artists, young ones, who's got the voice, and Origi is one of them. He's now on air. And I'll show you if, oh, we don't have internet, I do apologize. The other one, Chico, who are actually bringing our audience level way up through their interactions. They are young and they are able to engage on the app. And they are making a lot of use of the app for the engagement and radio that we wanted. So they've embraced this very well. We're not saying the older ones are not, but it's good to see. So if I just was able to go back and you got a different
messages.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, there they are. So I just wanted to showcase that this is not just a radio app. If you look here, there are different channels. There's a volunteer channel, the events channel, and notices. And if I was to press the notices one, where we try to engage with the audiences in terms of putting that, we are, as you will have seen, automatically you have 3,000 people there who's opted in to receive the messages on that one. We are able to, for example, in terms of events and breaking news, we don't have that many in terms of that, but I remember when we had that breaking news, Bevan, you showed me how when our former president passed away, how the peak of the usage on that one rose up. But also we had, and I wanted to see that because we had the Rajasi Sale feeder dug up a couple of days ago. And it's good that you have an alternative to put your audience on because you now have the medium wave transmission. So I wanted to see how that spiked in terms of people having an alternative to continue to use that service, even if your main mode of transmitting the radio wasn't there. So this is not mine. I've interacted with the producers directly, the presenter and the DJ directly online with them. So I'll continue with the presentation. Now, oh, sorry, thank you. I think this is a bit, yeah. Okay, this is sort of slightly blurry. Wanted to show you how that message through that smashboard that was sent by Derek and on here are all the interactions you are having with your audience. You can see who they are and you can click on them and you can actually see the history of the interaction you've had with them. They can send, like I say, voice notes like Derek has done, messages and and photos, photos as well. And I think the convergence of what we're talking, one day should be able to allow us to send video messages as well, but it's a question of capacity. So again, I just want to tell you that it's not just an app. The podcasting function I've just shown you, but it's not just that you are having now a place to people to come and connect, but that you have a repository of the programs that you've aired. It's there, it's on the cloud. It's available for anyone to go scroll through and actually play it again. So that's, again, making it not just a one-time access, but whenever somebody. So the same podcasts are synced with our website. We don't have internet, but this is powered by Fabric, which is what I was going to, I will talk about by eMedia, who are here today and showcasing this particular app. Like I said, our OTT service will ensure a more comprehensive, I'll call it audio on demand rather than podcast, which is more or less the same, but you will be able to go and pick and choose what you want to hear, even if this was 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And so we are busy digitizing our old archives because that is a key to bringing that that audience to our OTT platform as far as audio is concerned. So we are looking at both as TV, video on demand is good. We have our whole archives history. We are the only one who have that, and people will be interested to see. On SBC2, when we started, we played a lot of old archive programs way back. And it's a hit because people see them grown up and those that passed away and the good TV programs that were done there. So, and of course, one of the big ones is the music, the video music and the audio music, audio music are also a big attraction to bringing the audience and giving them something more than just a live stream. I also want to talk about the community. On this app, which I'm not going to try and put it back, there is the volunteer bit, where instantly you have people who have volunteered to opt into the volunteer channel. So all of you have a group of people that are available and willing to be able to do a cause, to have a call to action for whatever, and instantly be able to get that message. Of course, this has to be supported by your on-air message, your other online way of getting to them, but this is instant and it gets to them. And there is further engagement that you could with these channels that are available on this app. And I just wanted to show you this. And please, Palisa, tell me when I've got my 20 minutes. I'll cut it short. Over the past, since we launched this, this is Radio Cecil statistics. And to see in terms of, I don't have the total, but in terms of, these are unique visits to the app. And it's interesting to see that 60% is from the Seychelles, but put it differently, 40% of our app audience is coming from outside of our Cheshire broadcast footprint. And there is a lot of metrics coming from this, which is brilliant. And you know and you can see where your audience is. And from there, you can actually try and get some insights into, you know, that's for Radio Cecil, but Paradise FM has figures. In terms of people who have obtained this 3,000, but downloads, we have over 5,000 for each of these apps now. I don't know the exact figures, but that keeps growing. To be able to actually see that, okay, some of these are perhaps where the Seychelles wildlife to travel. If we went down to the list, South Africa is somewhere there. But it gives you a very good insight that you are now reaching an audience beyond your territory that are engaging. I had a very good photo I haven't been able to put there when for Christmas we had a lady somewhere in Italy with the door, her nice pooch sitting down listening to the app in the Christmas gear around Christmas time. That was one of the better photos that they had sent us on the app. So if you look at it, that was yesterday, and that shows you on the world map where the engagement are and the figures, I don't know, greater than, et cetera. And you will see somewhere here, South Africa, because probably we've been here and and engaging, and a few of our colleagues from eMedia as well. That's slightly showing on the map here. But it's interesting that when you look at it like that, that's just 4 days worth of data, to show that, you know, we practically, around. And this you cannot get with linear. This is what digital is allowing us to do. I just want to go back, and really, this is an example of a public-private partnership. It is one that is across borders. We in the Seychelles, this has been made possible with eMedia, whose representatives are here. The app is called Fabric. Yes, I might call it, because I'm saying it in French, Fabric. I think the collaboration started in when we met in Sabah, arranged meeting, and Anis, who spoke earlier this morning, bowled us over with his visionary look ahead. And those who were lucky to see Anis this morning, and those who were not were unlucky not to see a visionary speak around how digital is not pushing us away, but actually has the capacity to bring humans together. I hope you go and go on the podcast of Anis' presentation and discourse. It's a brilliant one. He's certainly enthused us, and this is why we took this app rather than any other app. The ability to be able to talk to people. So again, I would like to acknowledge the presence of our senior Mr. Molefe, who's executive head of strategy at eMedia. And when we launched this, he said that he is practically proud that this globally revolutionary platform is an African product developed in Durban, South Africa. And Mr. Molefe has said, you see this as being a transformative for Africa developing economies. And this is the good takeaway that we wanted to take with this. In his 30 years of broadcasting, he's never been more excited at the potential to invert the traditional we transmit, you receive model of broadcasting. So that is if you want to summarize, that is the takeaway. We're trying to talk. So the future, and I know I'm running my time, I'm just about there, Palisa, an exciting one. And it's not possible without great content. All of the technology we're talking about, whether it's TV, whether it is to do with how the people are actually coming to you because you provide a unique selling point as a broadcaster. Not foreign content, not foreign music, that would add value to you, but it is about your local stories. And nothing does it more than engagement and service to community. No other medium can give these the exponential value that radio can. So I'll stop there because I've been flagged. There are other slides, but I'll thank you very much for listening. So if you have any questions.
Yeah, we are running a little short on time, so I will take two short questions. Anyone? No?
Okay, good.
Okay, I actually did want to ask one. How competitive is the radio space? Because it seems like in comparison to TV, it's still growing and developing. So in terms of not just talent, but you know the competition between the stations, how competitive is the radio spectrum in the Seychelles?
Okay, well, we are very happy that there are two other commercial broadcasters that, like I said, keeps us on our toes. They are struggling. The finances, they are funded by advertisers. So there is that crunch. The economy can only take so much in terms of that. So we empathize with them, but we still have to innovate. And I think through the app, through what we're doing, we are keeping ahead of them, unfortunately for them. But it is very important that we do have a commercial radio sector that is able to actually thrive. So it is around getting that economics balance right. So it is not tight, but like you said, yesterday in the discussion, it was about how much. It's not the number of radio stations that defines the independence, and it's the quality of these radio stations. We want them to be able to stand on their own, and we like that they are there. So before I would like to acknowledge one of our, because I hadn't put one, which is RCS, which is a sponsor, which we are very proud to have worked with this year, and over the years, actually. But this year, we were able to have Radio Seychelles do 24-hour broadcast, which is hasn't done before. And that's part of our improvement in technology. And embracing that to be able to provide a better service for that. And we acknowledge the presence of Robin Pryor from RCS, who's worked very closely with us. Both these projects, neither eMedia personnel nor RCS personnel travel to Seychelles. The beauty of working online using internet and the collaborative aspect of having the trust and the relationship. And I would like to really acknowledge both who are here. Launching the radio app compared to launching DTT, which was a pain, and we still have the pain of DTT. Launching of the app was a breath of fresh air. It was a joy. It was easy, thanks to the team that is here. We've built the trust, and they do leave the ethos of it about a human interaction more than just getting the technology right. So. Acknowledge that, and Robin as well for his patience in getting us to have our boat station automatized, scheduled, ready. So we've got the platform for us to go to the next level, and we appreciate the partnership, and it's an African partnership, and that's what we're more proud of.